Last week we started the Mishnah on the Ashur on the base on the bottom. The Mishnah quotes about Lakin Bishana Bitsilo regarding the position that a person has to be in when he decides Kriya Shema. The Bishana are of the opinion that the Kosik is to be taken literally. That you have to say Kriya Shema twice a day, Bishnach Bechovukumecho, that when you say Kriya Shema, when you're about to go to sleep, you say Bishnach Bechov in your lying position. Bechovukumecho, then in the morning when you wake up, you have to say Kriya Shema in a standing position. And the people say, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat b'chokamecho only refers to the zman, Kriya Shema. The zman shemini adam holchum lishom, when normal people are going to sleep, or normal people are waking up, that's the zman of Kriya Shema. But it doesn't refer to the position that the person has to be in at the time that he recites the Kriya Shema. How do they know? The zil lomim kol lomim kol kitar kishenema. What do you do with the third phrase? It says, v'lat b'chom aderech. V'lat b'chom aderech. What does that mean? That's neither when he's walking on the run, that's neither in his reclining position nor in his standing position. He's walking, neither, yeah, moving, that's neither. So what does it mean? So does the person need to tell you that even when you're traveling on the road, you're mechuyev to say Kriya Shema in a reclining position or in a standing position? That's the pasuk. That's the pshat in the pasuk. So let's talk about that. Even if you're on the highway, you're traveling, you're still mechuyev. She's a mikamashkulon. Why should you think that a person is traveling on the road is pata? Because he's not going to sleep and he's not waking up. That's what it means. He's staying up all night. He's running on an airplane. So I would have thought, oh, so that's what I would have thought. Mm-hmm. That's what we know anyway, because the shot will come out.
He's not sitting, he's not lying down.
Right? So what do I need a pata to tell me that you must have to say Kriya Shema, but not to come out there? Or, what's the chiddush? Why do you mechuyev? Why do you mechuyev to say when you're traveling on the highway? So the Shul will say that phrase in the Pasuk tells you can say Kriya Shema in that position, in a walking position. Once you say you can recite Kriya Shema in a walking position, then the Shach B'chol Kamecho is not to be taken literally, but it doesn't mean at all Dafke in a reclining position or Dafke in a standing up position. So what does it mean B'chol Kamecho? There's not Shema the other Shema. It goes on the tongue, there's not Kriya Shema. It's not that normal people are going to sleep and normal people are waking up.
So the lesson of people don't usually walk at night. There's no conversation for that. Nobody can say, lesson of means only by days, not by night.
So it says that people when they used to travel on the highways, walking, they only used to walk in the daytime. They wouldn't walk at night. So what does it mean? You only say Kriya Shema only in the daytime. So if it's not true, Shabbat Chokam Echol means at night. So that's what the Shammai Taina back, the Shammai Taina, no. You have to say Kriya Shema in a reclining position in the evening, at night, and in the standing up position in the daytime. I wouldn't do the last talk about that. It's a chiddush that even when you're traveling on a ship, you also have to say Kriya Shema. How? Either reclining position or standing up position. What's the chiddush Michael Mashmur? Why would I think that a person is traveling on the highway? It's possible. So he wasn't, no. That's not his cheetah that you mechuyev to say. Kriya Shema even when you're traveling. You mechuyev even on this when you're traveling. But it means to tell me that sometimes when you're traveling, the Zvan Mitzvah, then you're possible from Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Only Belech Bechavad Derech, Belech HaZigach, the Gemara says, Belech HaZigach, when you're traveling on your own personal trip for business purposes. But if you're traveling on a trip for the sake of a Zvan Mitzvah, then how is it the mitzvah, not the mitzvah? That's how the Shammai understand that part of the process, Belech B'chavadarach. It doesn't mean that the Chilu understands Belech B'chavadarach as the physician. One can be Yotzi Kriya Shema in a walking position. The Shammai say, no, you cannot. Kriya Shema should lie when you have to say Dafke lying down. Kriya Shema in the morning you have to say Dafke standing up. Belech B'chavadarach doesn't tell me a physician at all. It tells me you're mechuyev to do the mitzvahs even when you're traveling on a trip. You shouldn't think that you have to keep kosher, you have to keep Shabbos, you have to keep Torah on the spot, there's no mitzvah. How are you going to keep these mitzvahs? So the Torah says, Lech Chavadah. How is this a hapshita? Of course you have to keep people when you're traveling on a highway. No, I need to tell you that sometimes when you're traveling, it's not mitzvah, you're not mechuyev. How do you think the mitzvah? Talk about a mitzvah. That's how the Shammai says. Yeah.
That's the simple translation of the last
means that you're walking. So if it says, while you're walking,
as you're traveling on the road, it could be on a horse.
Let it.
an important thing to us, and we have to time is the important factor. We didn't say that we're comfortable to that, but actually we brought a sample up to
You need both. You have to know what the mother is, and you have to know how you do the mitzvah. You have to be in one position or another. The story says both. You have to fulfill this mitzvah in whatever position you choose at two times during the day. No, just to have an example, that's the part that means whether you're staying home or you're traveling on the highway, you must leave in this mitzvah to the exclusion of the situation where you're going with Zamit. And the person is traveling on the highway, there's Bar Mitzvah, or he's at home, there's Bar Mitzvah, whenever he's there, he's again Bar Mitzvah, and then he's taught them another. Then he's taught them the same Kriya. The Kriya, the day Kriya Shema, when you're home or traveling on the highway, that's part of the Shita, but the Diuk is not the Shita. No, that's not Shita. No, no, the Mitzvah, that's not Mitzvah, the Kriya is like this. I'm busy doing a Mitzvah now, and this mitzvah that I'm doing now, I can fulfill it another 10 hours from now. And now I become obligated to do another mitzvah, which I have to be taking care of in the next half hour. And if I don't do the next half hour, I lose my chance for the lifetime to do that mitzvah. So I would have thought, the person who's like, put away the first mitzvah, do the second mitzvah in the next half hour, then go back to the first mitzvah, have another 10 hours. The kolashim on the post is no. But the din is, how you think the mitzvah, talking about mitzvah. Since I'm engaged in doing mitzvah, I'm not required to be mastic to do mitzvah, even though mitzvah is a mitzvah is manu eretz. I won't have an opportunity. And when Joel Tzuki goes further, the Mamshik has a tshuva, he says that we pass the right to be so. He says that you're prohibited to be mastic in the middle of mitzvah, not just your partner. You don't have to do mitzvah if you don't want to. No, he says you're prohibited to, because since the din is that your partner is a mitzvah, that you'll be mastic in the middle of mitzvah to do mitzvah, it's like being mastic in the middle of mitzvah, to smoke a cigarette. Doing a mitzvah shaking lulav. They not knowing the moment that was going to be, he decides to go swimming in the middle. He's mastic in the middle in order to do a parashah. So even though he's mastic in order to do another mitzvah, says Mano Iveris, and if he's not going to do it the next half hour, he's going to lose the opportunity. He wants to say Kiddush Levana, it's getting late, he's going to be in the cell as well. Doesn't matter, since he's part of doing that other mitzvah, that's labeled as a driver shoe. And it's prohibited. If they have one mitzvah and I become a priest to do it, so I shouldn't wait till later. I should do it at the earliest opportunity. But let's say I'm only in the middle of doing one mitzvah, then I become obligated to do another mitzvah. So I'm neither obligated nor permitted to be mastic in the middle of the first mitzvah.
What's the chuyah? You put in a chuyah here. Is it pushed the other mitzvah away, or is it just there's no mitzvah?
People are whole from the Zvan Mitzvah, they're traveling for Sigin Shurimah and so on, and now Mokhayyid takes the Sukkah to the Sukkah, they're there in the Sukkah, that Chosek quotes all the Sukkahs, and they report there, makes that statement. And the Imam Shid claims that that's Salah, he claims that there's no Machloki, so that's how he's asking. You're forbidden to be Machloki in the middle of the first Mitzvah, to do any other Mitzvah.
Even though you could do both Mitzvahs.
Right, even though I'll be Machloki, I'll do the second Mitzvah, then I'll go back and have plenty of time to do the first Mitzvah. Still, you're stuck there and you're up. That's a new shayla. What if you're already thinking of mitzvah de rabbanon? Does that relieve you? Does that pat you? That's a good shayla. When you're doing a mitzvah de rabbanon, the whole obligation, the chiv to do the mitzvah de rabbanon, going to the rabbanon. But once you're doing the mitzvah, maybe it has a chalosh and mitzvah and after. Maybe when you're doing the mitzvah, maybe there is a kiyum de rabbanon. So that's a deal. Shayla. Achrayim have a lot about that. You say, how is it the mitzvah de rabbanon is pater from a mitzvah de rabbanon? It's later on. 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 The Mishnah later. The Mishnah later. Right after the Kibbutz, so you have in the Beit HaKvarot, you have a Shura. That the Menachemim stand in row and the Avelim walk in the middle. Yeah. So that's Nicham Avelim. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah Nicham Avelim is only a Mishnah Midir Avomer. And still the Mishnah says that if people are on the Beit HaKvarot, they have a funeral in the morning. People on the Beit HaKvarot engage in Nicham Avelim, they are part of reciting Kriyashma. The Kriyashma is here as soon as Kriyashma is the writer. So the Rabbi Yoyne writes on the side of the list. You see, for that Mishnah, the reason why you only write in the Mishnah of the Rabbanon, it passes you from the Mishnah of the writer. Sorry, another Achayim discussed over. Well, Achayim has a lot about this. But the simple reading of the Mishnah implies like that, that a Mishnah of the Rabbanon, although the Chayim is on God, the obligation to do the Mishnah of the Rabbanon, but once you do it, when you engage in doing the Mishnah, it's called the Chalashay Mishnah on a level of the writer. There is a Kiyum on a level of the Rishon fulfilling that mitzvah. So the Meila say he is basic to mitzvah A, and the Meila that passes is a mitzvah B. Even though mitzvah A is only the Rabbanon, the mitzvah B is a mitzvah not there. The Beis Ephraim has a shiva like that. He claims he has a hostical therapy. If I remember a contradiction in the Shulchanot between the Yerushalayim and the Yerushalayim, something in the book of Chanukah, he says the terrace is that even though the obligation to sin on Chanukah list is only the Rabbanon, both he has to do it on the Rabbanon, but once you do it, the Shem and Shem here becomes ultimate mitzvah on the level of the right. Just like we say, Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah, Chal Shem Shamayim ala Esrog, it becomes ultimate mitzvah. So he says, right, so by Sukkah and Esrog is a mitzvah and not her. But Hadlok is never Chanukah as long as the Rabbanon. So the Beit HaFraim says the obligation to light Chanukah candles is long as the Rabbanon. But if you went ahead and you did it, then it's considered a Maisa mitzvah on a level of the right. And the Shemen in the Ner Chanukah becomes ultimate mitzvah. So on a level of their right. And he claims that this variant is a certain spirit in Shulchan Aruch between Arachayim and Yeriday. Rabbi Yosef Tengel is along that thing, says that he's right, that there is more right, that our son Asach right, that it's so, that one that does a mitzvah de Rabbanon, there is a Chalashem mitzvah on a level of their right. There is many rights, even with respect to the spirit.
There is a mitzvah.
Here, the Beit HaFraim and the others are extending it to any and every mitzvah that are gone on. Because of my source, yes. Once you do it, even they're not obligated to do it when I serve. The chiyuv, the chiyuv agav is on the middle of bottom. But once you go ahead and you do the mitzvah, then it's called a mitzvah mitzvah on a level of their right. Yeah, well, Mitzvah the Rabbanon. The Gila is a high level of the Rabbanon. It's a Kabbalah. But even a plain Mitzvah of the Rabbanon, it'll also be like that. You might not say, oh, is it the mitzvah part of the mitzvah? That's only based on another thing. Let's say we're in the middle of study. We start a shiur, let's say, at 6 o'clock. And we're going to learn all night long. So we, let's say, Thursday night, we have a mission. We start learning at 6 o'clock. We start learning at 6 o'clock, and we're going through it all night. And it's already 5 o'clock in the morning. So the shiur is not higher. So maybe you should say, how is it the Mitzvah? So you thought there, and then the Lord says, God and Myra, the Lord says, say Krishna. So that's what the Gemara says in the first parish in Masechet Mayukot, and the Shami has like that explicitly also, that Ha'isik and Mitzvah, Fatima and Mitzvah only applies to all other Mitzvahs except the Talmud Torah. That if you're Ha'isik and the Mitzvah, Talmud, that doesn't relieve you from other Mitzvahs. That's a different clause. But Ha'isik and Mitzvah only applies when the Mitzvahs are, in a certain sense, in competition with each other. That this mitzvah says, do me, and the other mitzvah says, take care of me, and the other mitzvah says, take care of me. So the mitzvah says, in competition with each other, so if you're doing mitzvah A, then you relieve from mitzvah B. But on the Torah, the whole purpose of learning is lulam and amanos la'ashes, lulam and amanos l'kayim et amin. So all the other mitzvahs are not in, they're not different mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. When you learn, and then you say Krishna, and then you don't marry, that's the chiluk of learning, that enhances the learning. It comes out that that's how the Yishami is mastered. some who cannot distinguish like that, but the learning is then considered my Ramanas Lasas, Liban Ramanas Lakai. But since doing mitzvahs enhances the mitzvah from the Torah, there's not really a separate independent mitzvah to daven Myris and to say Krishna and to see Rama Shreva and think Matz and Mora. And as the case of Son can say, the Zell is busy learning, he started learning Yer Pesach before Shkia, he cannot do the whole night, and he's learning mitzvahs or something, he doesn't have to Krabba Seder. You don't say that. But if the mitzvah doesn't apply to Son Tzedek, that's one clause, that it doesn't apply to Son Tzedek. But here's with another clause. The Kriyashma, there is a din in the Mishnah that if a person is in the middle of Kriyashma and somebody greets him, so he's submitted to the Matzik in the middle. He's submitted to the Matzik in the Hasholim, which may have or Mishnei Ayura. It's an imminent of Kofod Abiyah Tati Pash. And Taisa says that it's going up in the Tati Pash, and it says, we bite the bomb, so the Pashup Shat is usually recite Kriya Shema. Taisa points out that we bite him, if you bite the bomb, you're permitted to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. If you bite the bomb, what are you permitted to talk about? That's the news, that's the baseball, of course. If you bite the bomb means, what Mishara Kasna Allah HaKonim, how do you dash it? So Midashim, the Bart of Bom, he submitted to the Matzik sometimes in the middle of a Parsha, sometimes between one Parsha and the other, sometimes with their Kovim and sometimes with their Yura, depending who the person is who is greeting you. Is he an Adam Kosher, an Adam Nichbar, is an Adam from whom you're supposed to have Mayra, and so on. So the Tanoim discuss it later on, in the beginning of the next verse, they discuss it. So there's a Shailim and Shailim, how does this apply, if at all, if in the middle of Kriya Shema the Chazan is saying Baruch Hu is saying Kedusha? So you also have a heptic to be Matzik in the middle of that, in the middle of Kriya Shema. Not in the middle of that, in the middle of Kriya Shema, you have a heptic to be Matzik for the purpose of answering Rami Yehishmei Rabbo and Kedusha and Baruch Hu himself. The place is claimed that the answer, Kedusha and Kaddish and so on, is permissible because it's Mepnei HaKov and Mepnei HaYira. Even though it's not to a boss of a bomb, it's not for this boss, but one could argue the point against this. One could argue that these heptic to be parts of bombs, that you're permitted to be mafzik. See, the Tesh and Dafi Yidim Lamed Aleph in the second Tesh of Shem Kaf. I agree. Shem the Shem and Akavit. So the Tesh is quoted, Yishal Mikam Afilu Diyem Kaf Pasik. Even in the middle of the Pasik, you're permitted to greet someone. Someone comes into Shul and he greets you, so you'll have him to himself. So what's the marker for this? Rabbuna B'Shem Rav Yosef, Omar B'Dibarat Abom. What does it mean? Mikam Shiyat L'Chor Rishu, so it's Dabra Abom. Adrosh, the first of Shabbat, the Bartamon, the Yishim, the Tad Kriyashim. We darsh him, the Bartamon, he permitted to be mafsik, the Dvorim, the Tehlim, in the middle of Krishna, in order to greet someone. And then they say, it's not only are you Yishalmi here, Brokhus, it's not Bavli. I'm an Amidah, Amidah, the Perakamah, the Umar, Zalki, Teres, the Bartamon, the Lord, the Tehlim, what does that mean? So Rashi has been from Shatam, the Yer, and Shilton says, and Tehlim has learned this Pshat, that the Bavli, and Umar, Zalki, Teres, are saying the same as the Yishalmi. The Bartamon, the Lord, the Tehlim, the Yishim, the Yishim, the Yishim, the Yishim, the You're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shema Esther if you greet anybody, but in the middle of Kriya Shema, it would be bad to bomb, there's a Hester for the Mafsik. So the child is what's being said a Hester for the Mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. There's no Hester, okay. In the middle of Shema Esther, there's no Hester. But in the middle of Kriya Shema, there is a Hester. So the child is what's being said a Hester. So one could have learned, they say a Hester is going to say, cover up for years. You can't just be callous to other people. Somebody walks in, you have to say hello. It's not our heads to ignore him, or the person greets you, so there's more of an obligation to greet. But he makes sure he's Mishnei HaKovet is more kosher than to be Shoyal Mishnei HaKovet. And Mishnei HaYira is more important than Mishnei HaKovet, so there's different Madregas, Shoyal, and Meshia, Kovet, and Yira. So one can say that these are all, Madregas, but since Kovet are greeted. But it doesn't apply, let's say I'm in the middle of Kriya Shema, and I want to fulfill another mitzvah, I want to say Kiddush Lavon. I'm in the middle of Kriya Shema, and the Chazan is saying Kaddish Kedusha, Boko or something. So to be marked in the middle of Kriya Shema, in order to have a Rayin, Kaddish Kedusha, and Boko, one can say, no, but that's not a Heter. There's no reason for the matter that...
You have to already.
Yeah, you don't need all that. Taisa says not so. Taisa says that these are Talim that you darshan. The pasuk is vague, the Bartabon. It says you're permitted to be Masri. To what extent are you permitted to be Masri? Where? In the middle of a pasuk, in between one pasuk and the other, in between one parsha and the other. He greeted me first, I can greet him first, but then I call him, I hear what is it. So the Tanaim, why not Sarah Khasa Allah Chacham? So the Tanaim worked out what the details are. So the text is whole, that it's not only a Hester and Pnei Kovet Abriyas with different gradations, it's even in Pekot Shamaim also. It's the Chazan the same Kaddish Kedush and Baruch Hu also. This verse tells you that you're permitted and obligated. Once you're permitted, then you're obligated to be mastered in the middle of creation are in order to take care of the culture of my Israel. So Mary, you ask, what if the fellow's in the middle of creation are and it is lit and they call him up for an aliyah? Or it's the middle of creation and it's his last chance to say Kiddush Mitzvah. So then you, however, you wouldn't say, Ha'isik Mitzvah Kodim and Amitzvah. I mean, that's the very fact of the Bar Zabama. So this is an exception to the rule. Just like in Talmud Torah, one is learning Torah. They say that Talmud Torah doesn't, in the middle of Talmud Torah, you don't say. And if your last chance to say Kiddush Levana, so you don't say Ha'isik Mitzvah Kodim and Amitzvah. He's in the middle of learning Torah. So he started from reciting Kiddush Levana. You don't say that. You say in the middle of Talmud Torah, you always have to be Masik to keep all the Mitzvahs at Torah. The Talmud Torah is true regarding Kriyashma. The way Taisus understands that the Bar Zabana is not limited to asking to a Heter to be Masik in the middle of Kriyashma for Kovid Atriyas only, for human beings Kovid. Even for Kol Shemaim also. So what the Pasuk is saying is that the Mitzvah of Kriyashma is similar to the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that the Mitzvah of Pasuk Mitzvah doesn't apply here. If I'm busy doing a different Mitzvah and Pasuk from Kriyashma, then you say, Ha'isik Mitzvah Pasuk Mitzvah. That's what our Mishnah says. Well, that's the Chobah Derech. Pasuk Ha'isik Mitzvah means that if I'm going with Zvan Mitzvah, I'm not required to stop doing the Zvan Mitzvah. I'm going to pick in Shroim up or something, or Zvan Stoker. So I'm not mukhayit to stop in order to recite Kriyashma. But if I'm in the middle of Kriyashma, I am mukhayit to stop in order to take care of other mitzvahs at Torah. That I treat the mitzvah of Kriyashma the same as the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that the din of Isaac Mitzvah doesn't apply. That's what the person with the Ibarat of Antal according to Taisa. That's how we pass from the Shulchan Aruch, that Taisa.
What if I have to spot it out here? I'm going to spot out, I can use that Kriyashma spot out on the Bar Mitzvah. What should I do?
You know, I'm obligated to do two different mitzvahs. I can either start with one over the other. So which one should I do first? Is when I'm going to do both, which one should I do first?
Yeah,
if you can only do one, then you have to start with the other Kolam Lechor. No? It's a shadow with the Tadr Shed and Tadr Lechor. If one is going to be Derech of the other.
No,
should the Shiva's black. Have you listened to the Which should be, which is thankful?
There, there.
I think that's because Chumash is the Mara Yishochanot says this thing that you're not permitted to start learning within a half an hour before this might be the Chumash. But when it comes to time, when it comes to time to do the Mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, you have to be Mara. That's talking out of history. That's correct. When a person is in the middle of learning and he has to do another Mitzvah, that's a dark question. You have to stop and do the other Mitzvah. You have to do this to start. Mara says he's telling you, not allowed to start learning within a half an hour before this Mara is because of Mara. Yes, that's the Baba Pasha, that's correct. Whenever a person is in the middle of learning and he has to, he's obligated to do another. That part is not a finish. That part is not a finish. That's Taka Baba Pasha.
Isn't that because he's illuminating the other
part?
He's
in reliance, but he'll never be able to learn any mitzvahs.
If you're supposed to come to the apex of learning, where all the time, he'll never be able to do any mitzvah. You wouldn't be able to do any mitzvahs.
Okay. The different heads there, that's one of the heads there in the thing.
That's right.
Yerushalmi is a little vague what the reason is.
Learn.
That could be the fear.
When there's one mitzvah comes, there's no mitzvah to learn. That's the
another fear. It's another fear. We already have three different the urine wash. But the din is the din. You say, halacha l'maaseh the din is that when a person is in the middle of learning, you don't say that relieves him from doing other mitzvahs. So one hasbro is what you're saying, that for the disciple has all of these. He quotes all the Achraim Gif. One hasbro is what you're saying, that the obligation to learn is only when you have free time. That the person now is obligated to take care of the discomfort or problem thing, or that matters, but this time is not free time. So there's no chiyuv to learn now. So he's learning the zachayin and the tzuvah v'yaseh. He's posted from Talmud Torah, just in case posted from there. That's one deer. That the only chiyuv to learn is during free time, and now it's this mantra and other list, so this time is not free time, so there's no chiyuv to learn. And the other deer, the deer that Rav Soloveitchik was fond of, was the first deer that I said. He used to say over the other pshat in the Yishami. And how is it the mitzvah? Talks about a mitzvah only when the mitzvahs are sort of in competition with each other. But when the second mitzvah is a kiyum and the first mitzvah, it's not a separate, independent, different mitzvah. By doing the other mitzvahs out there, that makes it that the limud was amunat l'kayim. That's a simple reading of Yishalmi. It seems to imply like that. So therefore, you don't say that Are you think the mitzvah commentary is part of the other mitzvah? That's not a different mitzvah. That's the hemshech of this mitzvah. And you're saying the third hemshech can come to a different hemshech. That by the very nature of the mitzvah commentary, you cannot apply to it this principle of basic limits of part of the mitzvah. Because the nature of mitzvah commentary is that it has no limits. It's supposed to be theoretically all day and all night. How can that be? So the description of the mitzvah is such that it's impossible to swallow up all the other mitzvahs. So this mitzvah is going to swallow up all the others. So by its very nature, the achreach, you have to assume that basic mitzvah part of the mitzvah doesn't apply. Otherwise, it's impossible to make a chesed. These are three different hesheds. I think the cycle had called more. So it's a few achreim get different hesheds. These are three of the hesheds. Yeah. Right. That's a discussion. Right. That's correct. You have to figure that out based on those cases. How do you determine which chapter you lay or which master you lay? How do you decide what place and what? The basis of life, slowly. So let's get back again. But what are we doing? Now come on. Does it make a difference if the person is doing an Yitzchak Lishma Shavu Lishma?
Everybody eats
Lishma. It makes a difference in general. Yitzchak Lishma is on a higher level. It's pure. If I say to Rabbi Negev, to these demons, I don't think it makes a difference. Rabbi Lishma is a different thing. It's a different issue. It's a different issue. Rabbi Lishma is a big topic in the Gemara. It's a big studio. It's a different issue. So let's see again. Nachamot. What's the machlokes in Shabbos? How do you read the pasuk that it says you have to recite Kriyat Shema b'shoch b'chol b'kumecho? So the Yisrael say that's referring to the Zman Kriyat Shema. The Zman Shem Yadam Halchum Lishon. The Zman Shem Yadam Omdi. And what does the Shammai say? No, it doesn't go on the Zman. It only goes on the tradition. So what's with the Zman according to the Shammai? It says the child goes to sleep in the morning. And he goes to Minyan. And then he goes and he takes a long nap. He goes to sleep at 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, and he sleeps for a whole day. You have to say Kriyat Shema. Then,
right.
The Shammai doesn't hold from everything we learned. The first mission, the first 9 blocks that we learned was all about the Zman Kriyat Shema. This Zman Kriyat Shema Shal Shachar, the earliest and the latest. Zman Kriyat Shema Shal Shachar, the earliest and the latest. So the whole thing you can, the Shammai holds, he corrects us the whole first 9 blocks. There's no Zman Kriyat Shema.
It's not that the Shama holds from there too, but it goes back to the majority of people. Don't go like every
individual.
Even though
it's
the
shuffle
means when you sleep, but when people sleep, not when one person
sleeps, a person sleeps. You mean the Shama has the part that goes both. The part that says the shuffle from there, I'll tell you two things. It tells you there's non-Kriyashma like we see, and it also tells you the position. Oh, that's one way to learn. Or you can learn that so. That they still hold that the Shachar of Kamecha tells you as Man Krishna Shalachar is, Shal Shachar is, and as Man Krishna Shalachar is, that's the first line block in the Sikhta. And the Shammai let you know, no, that the Shachar of Kamecha only tells you the position. And there is no such thing as the Sub Man Krishna and Skill of Man Krishna. There is no Zman.
How does the Shachar
of Kamecha
have been above us,
Leon? Just if the guy went to sleep, no. When he goes to sleep, you have to say Krishna laying down. When he wakes up, he has to say Krishna standing up. Normally people go to sleep at night, wake up in the day, it's a parker, so that's a night parker.
You sort of
whatever you go to sleep.
A few times during the day, a few times from that day, every time you go to sleep, you get up and have to take it.
Okay. Okay. So this seems to be 2 days in the Sifrei. If you look in the Sifrei, in Parshas Vayeskalan, if you look in the Sifrei, the first it says, B'shach lochem lachem b'zman shenei adam hochem lishem b'zman shenei adam kami. And then it says, Dover Acher, Dover Zemachlik is Bisham and Bishimulay. If Bisham and Yom Bishach of Mecha, Kolab Zahir, Kolab Zem Yatsa, if I break it, Kolab Zem Aimei, Bishimulayim, and Kolab Zem Zman Kriyashma. So this Dover Acher, Dover Zemachlik is Bisham and Bishimulay, presented that Bisham might deny that there's such a concept as Zman Kriyashma.
But in other words, how does Bisham and Bishamukayim?
He's the one who says what the time of Christmas is. I have China.
Okay, that's one Talmud. This is great. Who has 2 days? This is great. Has 2 days. Whether according to the Shammai, the party tells you both. It tells you there's Man Kriyashma and the physician. Or no, it only tells the physician and there's no such thing as Man Kriyashma. That blessed is one of those two versions. Okay? No, the normal thing is that people sleep at night, they wake up in the morning, so the same thing. Talking about normal people. It's not normal people like this.
They feel like the shuffle has applied only one thing. And therefore, Beit Shammai should hold the same thing.
That's the Shaila. Does Beit Shammai hold that it only teaches you one thing, the position in which you recite the Kriya Shema? Oh, no, they're asking us what the Kriya Shema goes on this month. But in addition to this month, it also tells you their position. So the first is on the Shema, he's right, that's a whole Arichas that tells you two things. The Shema is asking for the whole first 9 blocks, this is my Kriya Shema. But in addition to that, it also tells you your position. But you look in the Sifrei, it says that there is 2 versions of what the Shita of Beit Shammai is. That's one version. And the other version is no.
Now,
how would
the Lord
have done that? How would the Lord have done that? My time the Lord has been going about the Shem and came in with what the Bible says. So therefore, you have the two months. So what does that tell you? That it only tells you a position, or it tells you both. In addition to this man,
he's
saying what?
He's
saying that's his man. So why doesn't it say the Baikabara?
And on top of that, sounds like on top of that, there's an additional level.
Or instead of that, if it would have said the Baikabara, would have meant as man. Now that it doesn't say as man, it describes an activity that the person does, and whenever he does that activity, he has to say Krishna. It's exactly in that line in the Gemara, you give two interpretations. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't going to sleep at all. He was continuing to travel. So you see, it's only, so you see that they agree with his mind. Okay. Rav Tassin is a famous like that, right? He says, Rav Lezer is also the famous like that. There's Rav Lezer in the first place. Rav Lezer was from the Talmid Beis Shammai also. And he also talks about his mind for Yeshua. But this is great for his two opinions. I don't know. Meaning in the first parsha of creation, the second parsha of creation. I don't know. I don't think the Gemara is the great. Don't point that out. That the two sukkim should go. Once you go in Zman and once you go in position. It's an idea. I don't know. Could be. No, they still clearly hold that there's this non-creation. No. They say the Shach Mechot Yom is the Zman Shem Liyadam Hal Parishim is Zman Shem Liyadam Komen. Bishor Shem Liyadam Shach and Bishor Shem Liyadam Omen. They say Bishor. So they still say the same. So there's this non-creation. The Shach Mechot Yom is they agree that there's this Zman Anah. So that's the Shach. That's the Shach. So you see, like, Tarifin holds the Shach and Ahmed holds the Shach. Is that the only version of Beit Shammai? So the Sifrei says no. The two versions of what Beit Shammai says. So not at all. So the Mishnah has this is my Kriya Shema that we spent 9 blot on. That's the Shua. I leave it to the Shua. This is my question. The Beit Shammai is a Shaila Tarad. Okay. And then the Machlokes is about the position. So the Shammai say there's a requirement for a specific position. The Zilus say, call out the current dark, it doesn't matter. How do they know? So it says, well, that's the Chavadera. Machavadera tells you a position. So that's the Chavadera position. So the answer is, they never were 2 positions. The Shachos Nata never were 2 positions, only as man. And what did the Shammai do with the Lech Bechav HaDerach? No, that doesn't tell you a third position. There are only 2 positions. The Shach Bechav Uzekunecho. And the Lech Bechav HaDerach tells you that you're Mechuyif to take Krishna even when you're traveling on the highway. Shita Maika Mashua? No, I mean, Taker, it tells you Mechlau Hainat Teshunei Allah. That sometimes when you're traveling on the highway, you're Patim. Namely, you're Oisik the Mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah. If you're traveling in order to do a Dvar Mitzvah, then you're Patim. Then you're Patim. And then the Gemara explains, we're going to read the Gemara, and then the Gemara says that even if people also agree to that principle. Everybody's marching in the din, how you submit the Tatma and Mitzvah. We all agree that the Mokar is this Tatma, the Lech the Chavadera, the Lech is the Gov, the Shev is the Gov. When you're traveling for your own personal purposes, when you're living in a house, you're staying home for your own personal purposes. Everybody agrees to that. So if so, the Igmi Shulul Amashmi of the Tatma is the Lech the Chavadera. is telling you about the dinner of the mitzvahs, how the dinner goes on position. So they say, no, it tells you both. So the Chachamim tells you both a position and that only when you're traveling for your own purposes, or if you're traveling with Zion, it's equal. That's what he mothers. You know, not both, not both. Shaila, we raised this because according to the Shammai, that there's a requirement of a specific position. What if at the end of the person will recite Kriya Shema Shal Arvid sitting up? He won't be reclining. When you recite Kriya Shema Shal Shachar, he's sitting, he won't stand up. Is this the Kuta? The Moshe. You have to recite Kriya Shema, you have to recite Shema Nesri Bam Mida. Stand up with your feet together. What if the person says Shema Nesri sitting down? So you're not getting to the Yevet? No, so this is the Shema Nesri. You're getting to the Yevet?
The right man.
Or they say, no, it's not just the Hebrew that fulfills the Mitzvah Shlemus. That's the Yitzchum. So that's the Shaila. When Rav Tarfon tells the story that he was really Moshe Nefesh, he put his life into Sakon a little bit. He was really Moshe Nefesh in order to fulfill the opinion of the Shammai. Why was Rav Tarfon Moshe Nefesh? The Rebbe Kaveda tells you to look in the Tosis of Yivam. The Tosis of Yivam says Rav Tarfon was from the Talmidei Beis Shammai. The Sugya says that. Nuchach in the Sugya that Rav Tarfon was from the Talmidei Beis Shammai. You know, there's a famous time, like the place is also a famous time, there's also that place of Shamusi. That time is also from the time of Shamusi. The Gemara there, the Yevamit, in the first Perek, has a discussion regarding the din of Achrei Rabin Mahatir. Whenever you have a dispute among the Chachamim, so the din is you have to follow the majority opinion. So the Gemara in Bezil was in the majority opinion, the Shamusi was a minority. So that's why we have to follow Bezil. That's why we have to follow Bezil. What about the place Shamai? When they were outvoted, did they have to give up and stop following their opinion? Or no? Do you say, also they shall make the grain? Or do you say, no, also they shall make the grain? Were they committed to continue following their opinion even after they had the big vote and they were outvoted? They still continue with their shita? For the people who don't, who are not necessarily chassidim of Hashem, chassidim of Bezil B'Dafkeh, so they follow the majority opinion. But whoever has his rebbe, he follows, that's his rebbe, and every Talmud follows his rebbe.
We had about Rabbi Lezer Benito, the people followed the Rabbi Lezer, and the whole town of Lovely died.
Right, so that's the Maskana by Gemara there, also in the end of the first Perek in Yibamah. So also the Maskana is also the Shana Kidivrei, that the minority opinion is as tiny a minority as it may happen to be, like a blazer there, that used to be with Al Shabbos and Mashiach Yilu, another thing. That was going to use them if they had chicken with milk, or the inside lilies. They were totally outvoted. Nonetheless, in his community, they always followed his sheep. So that's what the Gemara's Maskana is there also. In the end of the first Perek in Yibamah, that also the Shana Kidivrei. But till the Gemara crafts his eyes to come to that Maskana, the Gemara asks, can you prove one way or the other whether the Bishamai were forced into giving into the Bishil? The Gemara brings one proof, he says, not a proof, another proof, not a proof. Each time the Gemara's Maskana. The Tezit says, yeah, one proof says this is called, why didn't they call this Mishnah? What do you mean this Mishnah? That the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah says that Tarfim was from the Talmidei Beis Shammai, and he did also Beis Shammai Kidivrei. He did what Beis Shammai
should have done. Maybe this was before the vote. Yeah, but the Mishnah outcome, he should have done it. He should have been punished.
No. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why. Then why should they have said that?
Yeah.
If he's allowed to do it, they should have said that.
Then that's the Shaila. What's the local of Isis? Let's say Shammai Hazakin is here in person. They Shammai is here in person. And also the Shammai is there, they're supposed to follow. They're convinced that that's Shat in the Chumash. The Shat in the Chumash, you have to say Kriya Shema Shal Arvid, reclining, in a reclining position. Is that reclining position, is that the Kuga? That if you won't recline, you just won't be out to the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. But he's saying, no, for the Mitzvah of the Shleimus, it has to be in a reclining position. But to the Yevad, if you say it in a different position, you won't be out.
And you see from this Gemara that the way they told him was, if it would be, that wouldn't be open, they wouldn't have told him you shouldn't have endangered yourself. But the fact that they told him you shouldn't have endangered, he could have said to them, what do you mean, I wouldn't have been used to Kriya Shema if I would have not sat down.
Yes.
The right from here that he would have been used to him if he did it like a Basilah.
Yeah, because tell me, he do it. This is the question. The din is that, are you permitted to put your life in Sakon and not be Basilah? Let's say Lamashel, a person doesn't feel well. And he knows that his belly flop is going to throw up, he's going to be nauseous, he's going to have diarrhea, whatever, he's going to have an allergy, he's going to break out to something. So the person will be able to eat matzah, Mr. Sefer, not a Mr. Sefer. How far is the person obligated to be Moshe Nefesh, in quotation marks? Moshe Nefesh is fulfilled Mitzvah Sefer. So when it comes to Mitzvah Sefer, then Aveir, Kashrut, Shabbat, Tarech, Mishpach, whatever, up until the point of Safek Shachana. So when there's a Safek Shachana, then you're not obligated to keep the Mitzvah, unless it's the Gimel Aveir, Tachamur, Tav, the Zohar, Gimel Aveir, Tachamur, Tav, then you have a deal, you have a Bariyah. But if it's not the Gimel Aveir, Tachamur, then you have to keep the Mitzvah Sefer, up until the point of Safek Shachana. When it comes to Mitzvah Sefer, however, there are more fastings in your day. It's in Kufrin time that you're not required to keep a Mitzvah Sefer. If it's going to be so difficult. There are more fastings on the basis of Yisrael and Yisrael. When it comes to Mitzvah Sefer, you're not required to spend more than one-fifth of your total savings in order to keep a Mitzvah. Let's say a person has $1,000 in the bank, and he just has a job that he makes a living and he makes ends meet every week, and he's not putting away extra money in the bank. The bank only has $1,000. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah tefillah or whatever, Eshrig is going to have to spend $300. Is he mechuyev or not? But the Rambam says, no, nish mechuyev. And the Gazer Zari Gazer Gates in the Fremdish. You're not willing to spend for a mitzvah festday more than one-fifth of your total savings. Why? Because the Rishonim say that Chaymish is considered high rock. So the later part, Moshe Feinstein has a shuva, the later part you say, if you're not willing to spend more than one-fifth in money, it's only money, you're not willing to spend more than one-fifth for Shrei Rav, the cost you're not willing to do a mitzvah, if you know it's going to get you sick, you're not willing to love the Haran to get sick. So in order to put your life in Shachar, it's different. Even when it comes to Mrs. Lissette,
they have a regular price, you're going to get to drink regular wine, even though it's a regular drink, it's on. From Pesach, he got sick, he brings a higher gas because of that. And this man got sick from Pesach, how much he wants?
Yes.
Wait,
that's a good question. The Yerushalmi tells the story that there were people who used to drink avocados and they were sick from Pesach till Shavuot because of the avocados. So that's the question. If it comes from the necessity of Mila, this mano, something that says that you are shofar, or eating matzah, you say, if you're going to get sick from it. So how can you say when it comes to avocados, it shouldn't be a kalma chaymer? Avocados is on the rabbanim.
It's not even chaylos if you happen to get sick.
That's another kind. I don't know the answer to that. But well, let's go one time at a time, one point at a time. You're asking, how can you say the person is obligated to fulfill avocados is on the rabbanim? If he's going to get sick, if you say that it's part of from Tzkiya Shofar, I'm not sure how to make a mistake too, but Tzkiya Shofar, I see the Besukah, the Rishayim, you say, not Mokhid, if you're going to get sick. Not Mokhid, the Hashem says, the Rishayim, not Mokhid, the Hakam Abakaitis is different. Saka, what's the din of Hamavaz, the Ayavaz, the Yerz, the Chanish, with respect to Abakaitis? So the Rambam says it doesn't apply. If Rambam says it doesn't apply, Afilori Hamitzpanis and Atzokia has to borrow money to keep the mitzvah of Merchanike and other places, the mitzvah Megillah has saved it. So these four mitzvahs that are for the sake of Pesum and Issa, so there's no limitation of how you got the deviation of Chanish. So once you say like that there's no limitation of Chanish, the whole halacha that you're not obligated to do a mitzvah is going to get you sick, is based on this principle. How you write the Yisrael Mechanic, that's how you rob Mishma Chuyim. So in order to get sick is also more than how you rob. That's how you rob. You're not Mechuyim to be Moshe Nefesh so much. But if it's such a mitzvah that you're Mechuyim to be how you rob, then yes, now different question. The whole nature of the mitzvah of Abitur is I drink four times L'chaim to show that I'm a Ben Chayrin, but if the fellow knows in advance that he's going to be sick, for 50 days afterwards, what kind of a mishnah going to be? What is he drinking? He's going to get sick. That's a good sign. How is that Derech Eretz? So they said, based on the Rambam's lashon, as the Gemara says on the last parak himself, that Shosam Chai, if he drinks the wine for the other places without mixing in water, the wine was so sharp, so they had to mix in water. If they didn't mix in water, then Machlekes HaTanayim later, whether you say poetry, I'll go for them. Because it tastes funny. So the Gemara says, the sharp and chai, if you drink the wine without mixing in the water, it's not a pleasant taste. So the Gemara says, okay, you yate a little bit, but you're not yate the mitzvah of chayr. So the Rambam says, why? Because it has to be a shtiyah regla. It has to be a pleasant flavor drink. That's the Lashon HaMashtiarei. But the Rav said that if a person doesn't enjoy wine and he enjoys grape juice, so if the Daskei Halacha should require that he should use grape juice, that will be a Shtiarei, that will be more pleasant to him. That's it. That's the kasha that everyone has. So why does the Yerushalmi say that this Chacham was sitting in Pesach Tul Shavuot? Because of the fact that he drank Shabbat Pesach. Why did he drink?
He got sick from grape juice.
Why did he? Unless he drank grape juice. He gets sick from grape juice also. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's grape juice and wine, and he drank the wine instead of the grape juice, and that's when he got sick. He drank the grape juice and he got sick. Okay, okay. So the Shtiyarei is not a problem. He enjoyed the Pesach night, but this is a different problem. How can you consider this a Yerachayrus? How can you consider this Chayvon Maharaj Asad Vekilo Yafim Sam by drinking four times Lachayim? If he knows in advance that he's going to have an allergic reaction to it, he's going to get sick. Is that Kash? I don't know. That's with the Kash. That's with the Kash. So let's see again. What's the story with Rav Tarfon? It's very, very difficult. Rav Tarfon knew in advance that he was putting himself, yes? That's against our law. That's the whole Krishna. Let's say the whole same Krishna, forget about standing, sitting, reclining. The whole Krishna, let's say the person is Chayla Mesukam. The doctor says, if you're going to take 10 words, you're going to expire. So you're not allowed to take Krishna. Don't take Krishna, live a little longer. You're forbidden to take Krishna if you know that it puts your life in danger.
Yeah, if it comes out, he doesn't eat.
So what does it mean? Comes out,
wait on it, turns out.
Yeah. Turns out. So what is the story that, so how do you read this story? I'm Rav Tarfon. I need to see Baba Zerech. He takes the liquor, he's going to be shot by pity. So what's the moral of the story? That I hold like that, I come from the Shammai, so you also the Shammai Kidivrei. And then what happened then? The Sikkat of Yashmiyahu, and it turned out accidentally, I wasn't aware of the fact that there was a Sakkon. That's how the very Kishore says the Shad. That's why Mishnah claims that if he knew in advance that there was a Sakkon, then he should have, and if he's bragging, I'm a real Talmud of the Shammai, and I even said Krishna, what's the reclining position? Knowing in advance that I'm putting my life in danger, because first of all, the dinner is going to be prohibited. But secondly, the Lashon doesn't read straight. He should have said, Ami Ami Haiti Baba Zach, with the Kanti the Yatsmi Lahapur. He should put the Kanti in the middle of the story. Based on a different issue, and he'll put in court that he was from the Talmidei Beis Shammai, not based on this issue. Taisus, yes, why does Gemara have to delay such a complicated story about the mikveh? Quote an issue over here, prophet. The easier, the earlier, the person is sitting in shot, quoted. That's the Taisus point there. But that would be the moral of the story, because Ali Haiti Baba Zera, even after the vote was taken, I still follow the Beis Shammai. And then it just tells the footnote that it had a tragic ending, that he almost got killed because of that. Then how do you read the rest of the story? What's the chiddush of normally, even if there's a slight topic that people are a little bit nervous about, but that's considered a suffix takana. If a person is not allowed to get involved in something that's a slight suffix takana that anyone is nervous about. Unless he's doing it by Mr. Ben Yosef Shmukhamit, then he's doing it. But if the meal that's going to cause the sakana is a meal time up, they're not some meal to 1%, a tenth of a percent meal that people are nervous about. Okay, 10-15% meal. Then people have a very good reason to be nervous about, but then even the Mukhamit is not allowed.
What is the basis answer in your comment?
It doesn't give any answer. As I said, the Gemara could have actually quoted this mission to prove the point that even after the vote that they shall and follow their opinion. But the Lord Hawkeye, the Gemara picks up that opinion. The Gemara could have a shy over the one, the Shaman of the Bayman. The Gemara keeps flying on gunshots to prove yes or no. And they finally come to the conclusion that yes, that they did. But they said they could have easily proved it. Take the back of those four five Shaman. Four partitioners and branches to prove that after the Shaman of the Bayman. This is one of them. The Tayshah Sarachinami, the Lord Hawkeye, the Gemara comes to that Moskana anyway. They don't really answer. This is an easier riot.
Yes.
Is that Tarkin being machmir on himself? Or he is from the Beit Shammai?
Yeah.
The Gemara says here that he is from the Beit Shammai. Not being machmir, that is being machmir. He wasn't even mad at him. He was in the Beit Shammai.
Yeah. Trying to do both.
Wouldn't be a school step, what? No, you see, also Beit Shammai in the day, he specially laid down in a reclining position in order to recite to Yashma. No, but if you say, why not the Shammai to the that the minority has to give up, then he should be like Krishna, call on Kari Kizakar. What did he go out of his way to say Krishna in a reclining position? It wasn't necessary. If they shot his outvoted, so you didn't ignore this. Not that, it's irrelevant. Right, so Krishna says that he went out of his way to ask him to recline, so he took it off to Bishama. He did that.
Is there a lot of the answer to the vote? Yeah, but how is it
homeless to Bishama in other words? It's not
the human, it's
the human. It's not the human. No, what he brings up is another point. So let's see again, what's the story? It's like difficult story here. The Mishnah has an Achalim Shambi Sulim in their specific position that you have to be in. You have to be quiet, you have to stay up. Machalim is fine. Is it Ma'akim and Abbasim Beit Shammai? It's very unclear. It doesn't say the same. We don't talk about Beit Shammai anyway. So it's very hard to ascertain whether Beit Shammai holds that this is Likuv or not. That edition tells the story. What's the moral of the story? The Tosafot says in Rambam, the whole moral of the story is that the Tarkim was in the Beit Shammai, and even after the Gaon, also Beit Shammai is there. That's all. And what did he tell over the story? He knew in advance that it was a Takana, and he put his life in danger. That's wild. How can you say that? He's going to say there wasn't a real Takana of Natasha. It's a slight Takana. Also not allowed to. I don't think that makes sense. So the heart of Shabbat was like the defense is all right. He didn't know in advance that there was a Takana. He doesn't say it's a Kanti bin Akshi Mikro Kibibi Beit Shammai. He doesn't say, then he says, I did like Beit Shammai, I was a good Talmud, I did like Beit Shammai. And then it turned out that there was a Tzavik Takana. Even after the vote, he still followed Beit Shammai. Exactly, the time is also Beit Shammai can defend. Even after they had the vote, even after on the dominion, he still followed Beit Shammai. And then what did they argue with him? Amruli, not a Jew, the Rosh Hashanah, Amruli. Is it Rav Tarkin telling him over what they told him, Amruli? Or the Mishnah is telling the story, Amruli, they told him. So what did they tell him? Kedai Harisa Machu Be'atnach Shabbat Abir Be'atul. What do you mean? He's obligated to do the Beit Shammai. It means that's just a saying it was a sin of the Hashemayim that the Shammai is wrong. That's all it means. It's just a sin of the Hashemayim, the Shammai is wrong. So I write it that he tells it that he got involved in the case. That's how you read the Mishnah.
Maybe it's even worse. Because you not only did it like the Shammai, he also did
the naked by the pillow.
They could have said to him, meaning that if he, even if you would have done like they were Hillel, you still would have been Yoisa. You didn't have to, you shouldn't think that you would have only been Yoisa if you lie down, but if you didn't lie down, you also be Yoisa.
What would that have, but he holds like
Bashama,
they both
could
be poor.
Maybe we say, what did he do wrong? Maybe he shouldn't have done anything because he was going to do
it. He says he was going to do
it. Maybe he was going to do it.
He should have realized that they were the Safik Sakhana.
Okay, it didn't say that.
Okay, you could say that.
In other words, you shouldn't have done it like Vaisa Shama.
You should have realized that you should have done it like Vaisa Shama. But that's not what they said to him. God, I'll give out a
song. How's your
children? You know, it's not necessary to be
quiet.
Yeah, I'll give
out a
I'm going to learn the Gemara. You're going to talk about that. What's that mean? You're going to have to learn that. That's something that you don't. Here we're showing the next Akash.
It's moving.
It keep on going. It keep on going.
If they would have kept on traveling, they wouldn't have been a Sakhan.
That's what it sounds like. I don't know the heck it is. That's what it sounds like. Later on, he saw there was a sakana. He's also saying that maybe that was a sin in Hashemayim that I did wrong. And then the other said, absolutely, it's a sin in Hashemayim that you did wrong. But the Shas Mais, he did right. He didn't do anything wrong. It didn't occur to him that there was a sakana. But he said he did wrong. He should have realized that the terrorist was a sakana. Okay. So he has that also. He should have realized it was a sakana. Maybe we showed him our father, the Russian that I've been here later at the end of the 8th parak, our father with the following kasha, that the Mishnah there has an achlit is the Shana Mishnah regarding Bechat HaModi. This is a din that people violate all the time. If a person eats a meal in one place, then the din is that he's supposed to bend in the same place. And there's a shayla half for, unless the animal has to finish eating in the other place, then if he finished eating in the other place, let's say I eat over here, and then I continue eating some bread over there, so if you want to be mitzvahed to the bench, the gilman over there, you have to have a kezayis over there. Over there means it's a different place, not let's say you have a chazan, and it's one big room, and I ate in one corner, you're going to say shayla brachat in the other corner. So the Mishnah Berurah thought that that's Musa L'Chatzchila. It's supposed to be, it's not hold. Not so that it's not Musa L'Chatzchila, but we don't pass like that. Whenever it's one big room, it's Pina L'Tina Bo. It's a Chesed, so that's not considered Shia Nachman Bo. But we're talking about a case, a person, let's say, ate a sandwich in one place. Let's say he ate a whole meal in one place, and he's going to go have dessert in another place, and learn to be mitzvah to the Sheva Brother. So if he wants to be mitzvah to the Zimun, to bread, you need him to be mitzvah to the Zimun. You have to have a Kazayis of bread in the other place. Let's say they have him in Zimun without him. They have the 10 people without him, and he just wants to bench there. So then you don't have to eat a kazayis of bread there, but you have to eat a little bit of bread. If you just have dessert there, that's not enough. You have to have such a little bit of bread there. If you don't have any bread at all, the fact that he ate is right over here, he got a bench over there, that's not coffee. So it's a bench in the same place where you ate. Okay. Okay. It's a raya that it is. And the fact that okay. That's a raya. But this is in the Mishnah precedes that Nusach in the bench. The Nusach in the bench is a raya. But you have to bench in the same place where you ate. Good. That's a raya. So the Mishnah asked the Machlik and Bisham is aware of the Salah A. And he took out. He took out. And he went away. And he's now in New Jersey. He will make breakfast in Queens, and he traveled to New Jersey, and now the Shagner is, and he realized that he didn't bench yet, so he will please to go drive all the way back to Queens in order to bench. How can he? Well, so let him eat a little bit over there. Doesn't have anything. So he will please to go somewhere to go get some bread in order to be able to bench the Malkam Mubakhila, or no, in this movie. So that's my question for Shami Bishul when we get there. So the Shammai said, you have to go all the way back to the place where you ate the meal, or eat some more bread somewhere else, okay, and ate it, and then bench in the place where you ate the bread. The Shammai will say no, that you don't have to go all the way back. Sparko, if the fellow already left, they have not to go back. So the Gemara says, the Gemara comments on this Machlokes, the Shammai Bishul, towards the end of the Perek, that the Machlokes, the Shammai Bishul, Achleid is the Shana Beisulah is only if he left the Shegeg. But if he left the Sanun Gimel on the day, right in the middle of the Daf, there's a tiny letter go. Omer HaShidi Temer HaPini Barabir, the Achleid is the Shana Beisulah is only Bishokha. He ate his meal and he forgot to bench and by mistake he traveled to the other place. Abu Demezi, Divi HaKol Yatsul and Mekayma V'Yiborech. If he knew in advance, he knew that he ate and he had to bench, and he leaves anyway. And he leaves anyway without benching. But then even they similarly agree that he has to go back and bench in the original place. So the Gemara tells a story of that two Talmidim, a few lines later, right in the middle of the Daf, and all three Talmidim, two Talmidim of Beis Hillel. They read, and they forgot to bench in Komam, and they went to a different place, and then they both realized that they didn't bench yet. So one of them was not more like Bishamai to go back to the original place where he ate. One was not more like Bishamai to go back to bench in the original place, and he found a fortune of money there. Minashmaim, he was blessed, he found a fortune of money. And the other one who followed the thing that Bishamai, that he permitted to bench where you are, was devoured by a lion. Okay. One, the most proud of the Shaykh, Kitei Shammai, one of them was Machna like the Shammai, even the Shaykh, even though he forgot, went back to the original place. And the other one was punished because he left the original place with Lazen, and even the Shilin of Machna is supposed to go back, and he's devoured by the law. So we understand why he did an Aveira, because he violated an Isra, he violated this Din Amazin. So the question is, why was the other one rewarded? It was not more like the Shammai, he forgot to bench the Mkom of the Shurgis, he was not more like the Shammai, he wasn't for the Shammai of the Shammai. It sounds like he was from Benedict Bezilo. Sounds like he was rewarded for being Machmel of the Mishur. And yet he was not to go back, and he was rewarded by finding the fortune, the treasure of money. He was rewarded for the fact that he was Machmel like Bishan. Because the Roshan of the Yoda and other Rishonim had concussion. But here you see from the Gemara that one who is Machmel to follow Bishan's opinion, even though the Red Yoda is talking about Bishan, one is Machmel to follow Bishan's opinion, is less than Hashemayim, Kala Machmel, Tavola Bracha. And in our Mishnah, they attacked our Karshman, and they told him, Kedah Yaita Lachal Biyat Mecha Shavah Tav Dibit Nishilo. And once the Dina Zayt Kipas Mecha Shavah, you're not permitted. See, that doesn't happen to follow the Shama Yishi Kroh Han Hun Sun Tamidi Be Shama, they didn't do wrong. But if one would not believe in the Tamidi Be Shama, then they would say, you would deserve a punishment. But that's the Kasha that the Rishayim asked, why did you deserve a punishment? If he wants me not to like the Shama, you didn't say, Tavon Lebracha. Yeah. So They do say, say that, that there's no requirement of any specific position. Traveling.
And he was really observing
the other
that he
had pointed
at
one,
he
said, okay, man, over there, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going
to do that. Man, so there's a contradiction.
That's okay.
Okay.
That somebody doesn't hold you
the
time element.
So we assumed like the Tatarkin soil, that even the Tatarkin sounds like, even the Shammai, at least the Tatarkin. You didn't come to the Shabbat, there is a man. There is an opinion, as you say, that's the other opinion in this debate. That the Shabbat held his nose one creates at all. So my other man, no, whenever you go to sleep, you got to think. Whenever you wake up, you got to think. But after this story, let's learn Pashtas, this story is on the assumption that even the Shabbat held his nose one creates. But that's what the Rishonim are assuming. That's a very sharp interim, you see, but the Rishonim are assuming otherwise, yeah? So this Mishnah you really can't tell, but the Gemara there in Yevamos has a different Mishnah Mikvot, that the Seirish Reb Tarfon was in the Beis Shammai. Yeah. Correct. So they, the others told Reb Tarfon that we don't follow Beis Shammai, and it's not even a Midas Chassidus to follow Beis Shammai. That's what it says in our Mishnah. And there, on the end of the eighth parish, it says otherwise. It says, even though we pass him like this hilo, you will be rewarded if you follow our chumra, Rav Beis Shammai. So that's exactly the kind of thing.
This is a wholesome that you should go
So that's what the Russian Rav Ben Yehuda gives that answer. That Beis Hillel are masking to Beis Shammai that if you left them, they agree that the Jews supposed to venture in Komo, the place where you are. And they agree with Beis Shammai that if you left them, you must go back to them. And they agree that if you left the shaykh, the proper thing is also to go back. But why you trichuk ahoy? They say, no, if it's 2 months, they don't have to. But if you go back, then even the Shinnah will agree that you're doing the right thing. Not like over here, the Bishul says, absolutely meaningless that the Shat and the parts of the Shah will come back, but does not mean at all the position. The required position of the position just goes on the side. That's what the Russians and Rabbi Yehuda both say at the end of the eighth period. That's what they is. That's what they are.
That's
the Shammai, of the
different
views of the Shammai. Right. Right. It doesn't mean. Well, that's what the Russian Rabbeinu interprets. It means he was machmer like the opinion of the Shammai that who all you agree to. But even the Shammai agree that that would have been the proper thing to say. This is what the Russian Rabbeinu Yoina answers. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the Mishnayot, on our Mishnah quotes, he has a kashin. He says the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh Hashanah Kasha, they both give the exact same teretz, and the Ramor has in the Shulchan Ramor, he poses the Kasha, and he doesn't quote the word, what the Rosh Hashanah Rabbeinu Yoina says, gives his own teretz. What does the Ramor write in the Shulchan? He gives an answer along the lines that he said before. He said, are you accomplishing the Chumrah or not? So when a person recites Kriya Shema, which is the most accommodating position to recite Kriya Shema? Laying down in such a relaxed position? Or standing up or sitting up in a more accommodating, more therapeutic position? That the person is laying down, that's a little bit of a zulzul of Kriya Shema. So the Shammai, when it comes to the same Kriya Shema as Nai, are really big makel. So not that the big machin, you have to adopt to recite Kriya Shema in that position. On the one hand, it's a chumrah. On one hand, it's a chumrah that you're saying Myra sitting up, and then when it comes to Krishna, you have to lay down on the floor. You have to be equal. But on the other hand, it's a kula. That the girl with the next one there has to lay down and say Krishna. If you see, say Krishna is sitting up there. Don't lay down. So Rav Tarfon follows the Shammai with their chumrah contained the kula with it. So you say Krishna in a required position. So that's why they were angry. That's why the others said to Rav Tarfon, you're not allowed to follow the Shammai according to the Pneumat. What if you follow the Shammai where there's no kula? Namely, by returning back in order to say the Bichat al-Muslim come, or the Rav Lorai Tua Dinami in the morning. Let's say the person is davening Shachris in the morning, and he says, he answers Baruch Hu Hashem Amarach, he answers Baruch Hu, he starts saying Bichat Kishma, then comes the Shema, and he stands up. That's very nice, and the Rav Lorai says Shavu al-Bracha. Wonderful. They would never get angry at such a fellow. They only get angry when the fellow recites Kriyash Mashalavim Bahatoya, because that's a kula. Today you're prohibited to follow the Shammai, but to recite Kriyash Mashal Shachar is Bamida, to stand it up, and he marked with the Bishamashita, the Rambo right, didn't say top all of us. So if you beg your ear, how can the Rambo say that, first of all, it's against the Rishon and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yehuda, the end of the 8th period? They say not like him. Secondly, forget about it. You don't know any Rosh and Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Shulchan Aruch, it says. And Hilchot, Kriya Shema, he puts the Sinna Tamar Gimel, says the Perish that you're not permitted to follow the Shammai, not Paprika, not Kheret. If you doubt the chakra standing up, you can say Krishna standing up, but if you doubt the chakra standing down, no, for the time down. And then you get up specially, so it says you're not permitted to stand up specially to Krishna. Because the parish in the Shulchan Aruch, you're not permitted to follow the Shammai Shukha, neither by Laila, nor by Breaker. So he kind of fell on the children of the Ramon. Not only is what he said, again, the Rosh of the Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's against the Tzadok of the Shulchan Aruch. How can he say that? On this kasha that the Rishonim asked, the Nesilim Tishon has a third parish. Also, it's not like the Rishonim in the end of the 8th parish. And it's not what the Ramot says in the Shulchan Aruch. And Gan is a different answer. He says that he permitted to be Machmor like the Shammai and Nasi. He says it depends on the nature of the Machlokes. So he says the Machlokes is like going back to bench and Kodosh. That didn't rip the Jewish world apart. So those who follow the Shabbos, they went back, they drove all the way back to New Jersey to clean in order to bench, and then they went back. No, some of the cutting. But this Machlokes is about Yeshma, every day they would go out of shul, and these people would lay down on the floor, and they would stand up in the morning. The other people stand only about, and it was such a Machlokes that it was Nikola Ayin, it was not just Tariqish Day Tariq, like the Gemara says in the first Tariq in Yivam. The dispute between some of the disputes, not all of them, some of the Machlokes and Timishan and Yisimo, was so violent, it was so obvious, that it caused such a rift and it caused such a split in the Kabbalah. Well, let's see whether it's a different religion. So he says to be machmer like the Shammai in general is okay. He doesn't say be machmer all you want. But to be machmer like the Shammai in an issue that splits from Yisrael, that's common, it's because of machlokes. Not because it doesn't mean anything. No, you want to be machmer like the Shammai, it's always meaningful. Because over here, it was maybe the day machlokes existed. So you're going to join into the machlokes, that you're not allowed to. That's what the Nesilas Hashem says when he talks about Chumras, he says it's a nice thing, it's a machir, but sometimes when a person decides to throw out the Chumras, it causes friction. It ruins Shalom Bayis, it ruins Kibbutz Aviyei. Sometimes the children decide to want to be machir on certain things, and the parents follow what it says in the city. And then it causes friction between the children and the parents. It says you're not permitted to do that, to name one. A Chumra, it's a Chumra on the Vila Dei Kula. He gives a marshal this mission, and he interprets that that's the term. He doesn't call any Mishnah to say that. That's his own parents on the Kasha of the Mishnah.
I don't think that he has
a Hadrobah to make the Mishnah.
The
Mishnah
is a ticket
of Hadrobah. Hadrobah the Mishnah against the Mishnah. Yes. Like the Mishnah holds the Shaykh, yes. He did, but the Mishnah says only the Shaykh, and he followed their sheep, even made the Mishnah. People didn't they kill the Shaykh?
What did he do? He went to the
Mazes?
You saw the Zamanashna Shu, you should do the Nanu like that, you should do the Nanu and Dalai.
Yeah, that says the Shulchan. That says Mingman Yavamis. A lot of it. If you have two different shuls, the Shaman still lives in the same community, but they have different shuls. So in this shul you can follow the Shaman, in this shul you can follow the Silo. But if you have in one shul, in one community, Gufra, there are two different practices, so that's a violation of Moses
Gaudi.
Mr. Lewis says that that's a problem of Moses Gaudi. If you have the overwhelming majority of people do one way or the other regarding Shulin, they says the minority have to dive in a separate group. They have to dive in a separate group. They shouldn't dive in the same meaning all blended in together. This is verse once said the name of the mountain. The mountain has a sefer, Ashtachayim. It goes on Erechayim in the beginning of Erechayim. So he quotes that the name of the mountain. So the latest foreign claim of the Mishnah Berurah misquoted the mountain. That he never really said that it's a shayla whether it's really true, whether there's like his goat or a real bitch. That's a shayla thing. Maybe like his goat only applies to Nanun, but to Nahodim. He's doing like this. He's doing like that. What's an opportunity? He urges the Nanun, but he had it anyway. Any kind of Nanun. So it's just a shayla. I mean, Hagim is an issue of Moses Gedim. But it's really an issue of a din. And I follow this person, and you follow the other person. So how do you know that there's a din of Moses Gedim on it? So that's the whole thing in the question whether that's so, whether Moses Gedim applies to Hagim only, or even applies to you. But
But the Mishnah Berurah writes like that. He quotes in the name of Yad Shachayim that if Reish HaTzibur follows one position regarding Turban and the Mir follows the other, so those who are following the Mir should daven in a different part of the shul. They shouldn't blend them together. It shouldn't be Yikka that there's a
Mishnah Berurah. And the
Mishnah
Berurah follows
the Mir. You can do it.
There's a problem
with it.
You should blend them
together.
And there's a problem with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody there.
Yeah. He doesn't say that it caused, he doesn't like that it caused friction at that point. He says that it was such an issue that was maybe the name afflicted for so many years, it's not proper to be macro on such an issue. There was another issue that's mutual from the Hecha basis, to be macro like Meshama, you know what you are?
And they're going to tell
what kind of these pictures that you start coming in from the world, where I'm going to have a lot of carrier, that's something that's probably going to be a problem. What? Yeah. If a rabbi wrote the Erev is no good, he shouldn't announce that it's no good. The din is that whenever you have a machlekes in Erev, then you go to Kuvah, doesn't he? Let's say, I hold the Erev is no good. As far as I'm concerned, it's no machlekes. I hold it's no good, so I'm not out of carrier. As far as the Balabatim are concerned, they don't know. They don't know what the deal is. If one rope holds that it's good, if the reliable rope holds that it's good. As far as they're concerned, I'll let you not make a favor. They're allowed to follow that rope. If one rope is in the community, holds the Erev is no good. So he's not allowed to tell them that the Erev is no good. He has to go fix the Erev. Let the Balabatim, my mom is still confident to this rope that they follow everything that he says, they will come. Then you have to tell them the secret, you know, by side, that you're not allowed to carry in this community. Only those who are very competent, they follow everything that he says. But just like he's not allowed to follow the other sheep, you don't say, well, did I make a bear? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's no my place. I hope that it's no good. So as far as my family, they always follow me. As far as my few brothers, how many brothers follow this one, remember? So if you have a couple of brothers and follow everything that the rabbi says, so then he has to tell us. Some sacred like that.
Right.
No, he writes in the truth. When he became Rav in Pittsburgh, so he checked over the area of the first Shabbos, and he saw that there was something that he didn't like. So he assumed that he had to from the previous rabbi. He said, "Kedai hulik mechala, atil shleib shalpacha." And then years later, they changed the area. They fixed it. So what they changed it for? So the Chazanish said, "What they changed it for?" If the Chaz some sacred said, "Kedai hulik mechala, atil shleib shalpacha," so what they have to change it for? So the answer is the Chassam Sofer never said that the Erev is good. He held that the Erev is no good. And then he assumed that the Erev said the previous rabbi. He never said that it's good. He personally was convinced that it was no good. So as far as the Balabatim was concerned, all of us could not make a Erev they could carry. But after a couple of years went by, and they were following all of the Pesachim of the Chassam Sofer. They weren't following the Pesachim. The previous rabbi passed away. They weren't following his Pesachim anymore. But then once they followed all of his Pesachim, so then he had to improve it. But he didn't announce no one's allowed to carry. And then he paralyzed the whole thing. So over the course of the years, he fixed the year. He fixed the year before the ball of doctor became so confident to him that they wouldn't be allowed to carry it. So he fixed the year. Right, that's a possible shot, but that's what the correct self says is very difficult to have talked to this like he did. He put his life in danger and wanted to fulfill a Mr. Krishna, you know how to do that? That's why the very first chose to say the other shot. He says, I didn't realize that there was a sakana. And then later on I realized this in Kantabiyatu. In retrospect, he looked back and he realized that there really was a sakana and he really shouldn't have done it. But if he would have realized the Shas Maitre that there was a sakana, he's not going to listen to that.
The
It doesn't matter where you are.
Why
did
you?
No.
Why didn't he? That's how he suggested. Why did you do like the Shama? The Shama say, "We have to be carried by Hakadosh." So the Pashuk Shat is that he's saying that even after the boat was taken, ultimately Shamak is Israel. That we, the Talmidim of the Shama, stuck to our garden, and we continue the practice of the Shama even after they voted. We ignore the vote. The vote is for the rest of the world, not for us. The real Talmidim of the Shama, the card carrying members of the Shama and Yeshiva, continue to carry on the sheep of the Shama. They ignore the vote. The vote is for the outside. That's the Pashuk Shat. No. No, the Rosh Hashanah is saying what they told him over the head, that from their viewpoint, my viewpoint that the deal is like Israel, so you did absolutely wrong and you should have been punished and so on. So why should you be punished? What's wrong with, even if you are holding like Israel, what's so terrible? If you're machma like the Shammai, it doesn't have meaning to be machma like the Shita Sayyachid. So he says, yeah, but not on such an issue that caused so much friction. That's what he claims to Shammai. He's going to see the ignore, he's going to discuss it. Is it meaningful to be Makhla like Bishama? And next up, Igmar goes on the top. Let's see, the Igmar goes like this. Igmar says, Bishlein, on the top of Gimal, Bishlein, the Bishilo, come up, Parashi, Tam, Ayu, Tam, Ayu, Bishama. The Bishilo explain what the Mokar, for their opinion is. Erla, Bishama, Ma, Tam, Ayu, Amiki, Bishilo. Why don't they agree with Bishilo that the Pasuk only refers to this man? How do they know that it refers to the position that you have to be in? So the Gemara, Amilo, say Sham, and came in your cup, Abayka, Ba'er. If it's going on his mom, let it say, Abayka, Ba'er. This is not my shop, what can happen? It sounds very much that it's telling you a position also. Maybe that it's telling you both his mom and a position, maybe telling you only a position. What position? But at least it's telling you the position. The Shash, Shiva, Shiva, Mama, Shiva, Shash, Kima, Kima, Mama. Take the Gemara, the Sham, I have the left of Hadar, my other low. I think it will argue the left of Hadar shows a third position. So it shows that neither of the Shach, Mokhi, Mapa, and Zafka, there's not to be position A or position B. He has position C. So what did the Sham do with that? The Gemara, I told you, and Gamsun, that you can do. Homer, Boy, Lola, Kina, Tanya, Shif, Chabu, Vesecha, Chabu, Isaac, Mimitza, Balach, Baber, has not been Isaac, Mimitza. What if Isaac, Mimitza, a person, what kind of a mitzvah can he possibly be doing? What is he? The shift of the Beisecha, Pach Leishik, the mitzvah. He's Leishik in a mitzvah, then he's Pata from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema.
He's writing a Sefer Torah.
Okay, the middle is writing a Sefer Torah, so he's not believed to be Mapsik in order to recite Kriya Shema. Fine. And what's the Belech to Chobah Derech, Prat Lechosan? What's a Chosan? Mikan Oma Chachanim, Mikan Oma Chachanim, Mikan Oma Chachanim, if he had Erisim. First you have everything, you give a ring and say, I'll have you Kodesh's sleep. Then half a year later you have Nisun. That's Ruch HaKainis. When he's Machmas Lechusa, when he makes the Nisun. So when he takes the wife, he's Machmas on the Rishusai, if he's now doing the Nisun with the Besuba, it's the first time that he's going to have Tashmish. Then the Gemara says, the husband is going to be nervous about the Tashmish. But if he's marrying an Almana, that she already had Tashmish before with the previous husband, then he's not going to be nervous about having a Tashmish. There's nothing to be nervous about.
What's the reason? Because he's doing a mitzvah or because he's nervous?
Ignore says, if a person is Isaac in a mitzvah, then Isaac in a mitzvah brought him around. So then Rashi is going, not only is actually being Isaac in a mitzvah mamish, what if he's nervous, sorry, to the mitzvah, he's nervous about a mitzvah that he's going to do soon. Not that he's nervous today, he's going to get married next month. Right. He's getting married tonight. Yes. Married, he just got married, and he's going to have the Bilash mitzvah tonight. The issue's of Sula, and there's what to be nervous about. That is the first time that she's going to have Tashmish, and he's very Shema Yeyat Kushokho. So that's a Chiddush based on the additional charge of the Lach of Haderach. Now that's also called Isaac the Mitzvah. One would have argued the point and said that that's not called an Isaac the Mitzvah. You're not being Isaac in anything. I'm nervous in the dead. So calm down. So that's why I need an additional Pasuk. That's what Rashi says. That's why I need an additional Pasuk to tell me that even this is also considered Isaac the Mitzvah. Rashi says on the top of you, if you only have one pasuk, Lava comes to us, Nami Yosef and Mitzvah, Lava, you say, Rabbi Nachman, Mikor Kam. I wouldn't have known this in the first pasuk. Why? Because I would have said, it's only Abel Chasa on the two, that the Machshav of the Yamun is only thinking, Chashav Alei Sik Tesulim, Lava, you say, Rabbi, it's my, I would have said, that's not called the Hinsafkut. That's the reason, in the top of the Gufar.
He's actually doing something the Adayim. He's engaged with some activity. So that's the Chiddush of this additional pasuk. Even if it's only Torah to the mitzvah, that's also called Isaac Mitzvah Patam and Amit.
This is just a question about the comment, Tarek HaTainai. If a person has a mezuzah on his door, it should be all day long. You put them in Kol HaMitzvah. First you wear that Abba Kamsi. All day long. So you have to do mitzvah. So you put them in Kol HaMitzvah. So you have to do any mitzvah. There's some people like that. Some people even hold it. They don't have that mitzvah. They also
have it. If you're doing
the mitzvah, the Tosafot says that the only time you say the mitzvah, the mitzvah, put them in HaMitzvah, if it's the extra the Kain Shnei. But if it's extra the Kain Shnei, if you can do the other mitzvah, let's say with two hands, and you're doing one mitzvah with the right hand, you can easily do another mitzvah with the left hand. It's not so difficult. If it's easy, you can do both mitzvahs, there's no contradiction, then there's no din of Isaac mitzvah, potam and mitzvah. The Rad and Sukkot quotes that Taisus and Daf Tofei. For the main Sukkot, Isaac mitzvah appears, and he disagrees with Taisus. Is it not true? That Isaac mitzvah, potam and mitzvah even applies if there's no contradiction at all, even if it's easy to do the other mitzvah. Mitzvahs, if you're Isaac in one mitzvah, you're not even mechuyif to do the other mitzvah, even if it's easy to do it. I die talking, what if he has an initiation of the fiscal, the sister's medico, but that is not being Isaac. The Gemara didn't say, I'm a Kayan mitzvah. The Gemara says, Isaac, one is doing it in his office, I care. The Gemara says, like you said, the Gemara says, Kayfe is far and shalom in the mezuzah.
But if you put on them, 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 you put on
them, you put on them, yes. Not only are you put on them, you're thinking, nailing on, let's say I'm nailing on the mezuzah on the door. That's not just a shiam on the door. That's not, but even if I'm only writing the mezuzah, and even after writing all the mezuzahs, I still haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. That's just a hachada. I'm writing mezuzahs in order to hang up on my door. More! I'm writing mezuzahs to hang up on your door.
Well, he's doing this for a week.
He's not fulfilling the mitzvah at all. Still it says, Kaisa is far from the mezuzah, and it's not part of the Kala mitzvah. Or if a person is dying tzitzis, he's dying the chutei tzitzis chelet. So the Gemara is sitting there, not chavok, or it's a braisa. That the people who make chelet, or the people who make one from the mitzvah are called Isaac mitzvah. It's not a kind of mitzvah at all. It doesn't depend on how the kind of mitzvah for the mitzvah. You have a hechatim to the guy from the kind of mitzvah is not potter. You have to be from the mitzvah, the pitzvah, the mitzvah, the zigdo. Doesn't pop in from mitzvahs. And you have the other case, where he's Isaac mitzvah, he's not the kind of anything. He's a faker, he's writing mitzvahs for the whole world. And he's buying mitzvahs for the whole world. He's not being the kind, he's making money. He's not the kind of any mitzvahs at all. Just, he's Isaac to sell chashalat. So he's asked to pop it. So that's what the Ram says. Hesaskus is the tour. And here the price is Machadish based on the soup soup. And if you only have the Shiv B'chad B'vei Shechel, you would say, only if it's Mesasek B'gufo, in some physical activity. Well, that's B'chad B'chad B'chad, even though it's only Torah to the Mitzvah, only the Machshavah. He's nervous about being famous as Hapsula, so that's also considered how sick it is. Greg Digimara, how do you see that? The Rasha from the Pasuk over here. I didn't see from the word Balach B'chavaderach B'shavu P'mecho. Think about my mashma. What's the mashma in Sapasik that it excludes what is Isaac Mitzvah? Amar Papiki Derach. The Torah only is mechayiv you to do mitzvahs if you are in a position like what? A traveling on the highway. Traveling on the highway, the guy's never doing a mitzvah. People travel on the highway in order to go to business. He's never doing a mitzvah. So therefore, I'm not Derach Rishur. Just like traveling on the highway never has anything to do with a mitzvah, call Rishur. So too, whatever you're doing, you only mechayiv to do mitzvahs if you're doing a dvar mitzvah, but if you're engaged in a dvar mitzvah, you're part of the Greg Gemara. What are you talking about? People never travel on the highway to do a mitzvah. A lot of people are traveling to go to the yeshiva to learn, to go to shul to daven. They'll go to Fiji and Shrein. The common things people travel on the highway to do mitzvahs also. The Marat Rezalua has
to change going to learn.
Why not?
If mom is learning itself is not Taifa, how can you say going to learn is going to be there?
That's a good assignment. The child is learning. Lima Tera doesn't pass anything to Pasman on this, so if he's on the traveling on the road, that should be a Kalacham, that doesn't matter. But there's a Tshuva in the Barak or Zeruah, that's the Zeruah's son, the Chaim Zeruah, right, the Tshuva, that in the days of the Balei HaTeshuva, they had a practice, so let's say the Tzoka has to travel by bus. They didn't have any bus, unless they had to travel a couple of days. He got to the yeshiva, so he says from the first minute, that he starts traveling, from davening, shachar, shmuchem, mayra, till he gets to the yeshiva. When he's in the yeshiva, he's learning Torah, then Torah doesn't talk to him. But when he's preparing to go to the yeshiva, he's always at the mitzvah. And even though he can daven mincha to pasta, he can daven mincha on the train, right? He can daven mincha to go to the yeshiva.
That's also.
This is more. You have to stop learning in order to daven. So we say, to stop learning in order to daven, you must be. Traveling, there's no steering. He's not driving the car. He's sitting there. He's not driving. As he's on the bus, or as he stops in the bus stop, he's not listening there. Still, the Malachas were right. He holds like the Ran. In Sukkot, not like the Balei Tzitzis. He says that even if it's Esher Lekayim Shneyim, he still starts it. Since he reaches the mitzvah mitzchilas by his gatzkus from the first day, that he starts to travel to the yeshiva, so he's already started from doing all the mitzvahs. Even though there's no steer, it's Esher Lekayim Shneyim.
The Gatzkus is Esher Lekayim Shneyim. There's also some mitzvahs. So as soon as you get on the open, you can do the Gatzkus.
Has a group of folks who will say that even just to visit is a mitzvah because of that you are Mount Galan. And others say no. If the din would have been clearly like the Ran, it doesn't say the first what the din is. The Machlek is tasted from the Ran. Where the Ha'ishik the mitzvah, Fatama mitzvah only applies on a Tiyash Lekayim Shneim or even on Tesh Lekayim Shneim. If a din would be like the Ran, then a Hanami. A person is going to move to Eretz Yisrael permanently. Or he's going to visit Eretz Yisrael and point to those who hold that they're going to keep a mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael. So then you would say that he's Pasa from Davini, he's Pasa from Davini. But it doesn't say, we don't pass them like the Ran, family pass them like Jesus. And whenever there's Eshul HaKayim Shneim, so you want to please to...
The question I ask is, if the mitzvah itself is not Levatel, how could the Hachana... That's the question.
It's Talmud Torah itself. Doesn't pass the Hakam Nachana.
But you got to apply the three reasons why it isn't. And you'll see that it doesn't exclude the... The three reasons are different reasons why.
Apparently, it's a tiny. It's a tiny. But apparently the Rishonim hold not so. We don't pass them like that. We pass them like Tosis. We pass them not like that in Tamaka. We pass them like Tosis. The Rishonim hold the Pasan and Mitzvah doesn't apply whenever it's actually the Kaim Shneim. That's why. But if not for that, we would hold like this Marach HaZeruah. That Holech, when you're going to do a Mitzvah, even though that Mitzvah itself is Talmud Torah, it doesn't pass to you, but the Holech to learn Talmud Torah would have passed to you. And he didn't say Krishna, he didn't daven. Why not? So there's Malam Torah L'Acherim is a different mitzvah. Talmud Torah, the learning is one mitzvah. Talmud Torah doesn't pass there. Oishik mitzvah Potman on this. What is Malam Torah L'Acherim? Malam Torah L'Acherim, that is Oishik mitzvah Potman. Remember, that's a Rai from there. That's the Rai that Rabbi Yudah Nussi can be holding, that learning Torah itself is already the Bibson Bishop of Jumtism, Kai, the mitzvahs, and Tabor, Yomar, Shumai. And you see the rule last later on, did he finish off later on or didn't he finish off later? So too, from you, then those people have all my first sheet of it. Burning player is not necessarily saying he's out here.
If he brought the bomb,
So the Gemara says, what's the drasha? So the first one, Rav Papa says, Kidera.
But is there a who is ever traveling at a higher notice? No, mitzvah traveling is always a dvarish since you travel for business. The tzaddik is that the only time you mechitz to do mitzvah is when you're doing a dvarish. Break the Gemara. Who said that that's so? Eli Askin and the cause of the mitzvah? Who says maybe the thought of traveling in the highway to do mitzvah? Falachim Achman al Dikri, none of those persons you have to recite Kriyashma. The Gemara says no. In K, if that's what the Pasuk means, that even when you're traveling to do a mitzvah, you're still obligated to recite Kriyashma. So let the Pasuk read the Shabbos of Alechah. Why does it say the Shif the Chor? Well, the left the Chor, why the Chor? So it means the Shabbos is Dach of Alechah, the Dach of the Mechayvah. If you're sitting at home watching television, or you're traveling on the highway to go to business, or the mitzvah here is, but if you're sitting at home, engaged in a mitzvah, or preparing to do a mitzvah, you're traveling on the highway to do a mitzvah, then I should mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. The mucker, the drush is in the chum. Shift the chum, or the left the chum, in the chum. Think more cautious. If you say that there are two kinds of oisik the mitzvah, one is when he's physically engaged in doing the mitzvah, let's say Christ responds to the mitzvah, so the people who are making tzitzis and sock. And the other one is the one that's Torah tzitzis in the mitzvah, he's thinking about doing the mitzvah later, and you have to concentrate on Kriyashma. You have to stop thinking about the mitzvah, you have to stop thinking about the Birishayna and concentrate on the Kriyashma. So that's why it's called Isaac Mitzvah. The Fake Marshal, why is only Kainis a Sapsula? Why not Kainis a Salmano? Also, he's also nervous about the fact that he just got married, he's going to do the Birash Mitzvah. You ask the Fake Marshal to the Kainis a Salmano, Nani? And he wanted high story. Hi, low story. He's not nervous since the woman was married before. There's not the Birishayna that she's going to have, so he's not nervous. Fake Marshal, is it because of Tirda? Imishim Tirda, so why is only Hakainis a Sapsula? What if he's aggravated because he just lost a fortune of money?
Yes.
You ask the Fake Marshal. If he's aggravated, so he's crying about the fact that his ship sank in the ocean, does he say that he's parted from his son? Krishna! Because he's aggravated. Maybe the din is truly that it is so, that the Tukhsukim tell me two different dinners. The ship, the Chah, the Shevet, the Gov tells you how you should commit to Pasma HaMitzvah. Well, the Lech, the Chah, tells you Prat Lechosin doesn't really have anything to do at all with Oisik HaMitzvah. It tells you whenever a person is tired, whenever he's in a mood, he's also great, he's aggravated, and he can't be mechavan and kriyishma, then he's parted from his time in kriyishma. The fact that more happened at this, he came off and I'm this, you say that that's talk of it, the din, that the second part is, when the dog tells you, whenever you're aggravated, you're parted, Allah, how come the din is not so? How come, Allah, Omar, Abad, 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 Omar, Abad, why does he say the name of Rab? Ovel, Chai, B'chama, Mitzvah, Amud, Batayr, what is it, Abel, Shibo, is obligated to keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah with the exception of Tzur. Why? Because the Cheskel HaNavi was told in the Ruet, that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and his Mara HaNavuah, he was shown a vision the way his wife died. His wife didn't really die. It was all a Mara HaNavuah. His wife died, and the Baruch Hashem told him in advance that he should observe partial Dini Avelis and not a full Dini Avelis. So, and the people in his Cholam, his wife died in the Cholam, and the people asked him in the Cholam, what's going on? Your wife died, how can you observe partial Avelis and partial Avelis not? So he says, just like when the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, the people are going to be so distraught, and it's going to be such a suffering that they'll only be able to observe partial Avelis, they won't be able to observe full Din Avelis. So this whole column that he had was a nevuah that there was a Chud Beit HaMikdash coming on the way. So one of the aspects that was specified to him was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you should wear your tefillin. Tefillin is called the air. He was told that he should wear his tefillin to the...
Only he should,
because he wasn't supposed to observe full of Dini Avelis. His wife didn't die, the whole thing wasn't true. It was only a marshal that there's going to be a court in Beit HaMikdash. So the pasuk implies that a normal person is in Avelis under normal circumstances is not permitted to wear a tefillin. The Gemara has a machlokes HaTanaim, and like God, how many days is he not permitted to wear tefillin? So we say for sure, not all the 7 days of Shiva. That's machlokes, only the first day of the first 2 days, the first 3 days, so we pasuk him only the first day. No, why is the 19,000 in any That's another question. But let's say under normal circumstances, let's say that first the body is here, so up until the burial, he's a 19,000 prohibited to do any medicine. After the, he's prohibited to daven, he's prohibited to wear abakam, he's prohibited to wear a talisman and so on. And after the funeral, so then let's say he comes home, he's going to daven mincha. So he puts on a talis when he's out of Mincha, but he doesn't put on tefillin. Then it's called double Yom Rishon. After the Kvura, before the Kvura, he has a din of Aninus. He's not permitted to do any mitzvahs. And after the Kvura, that's called the double Yom Rishon. So we pass the double on the first day. It's prohibited to waste time. No, that's a gemara. There's only a dispute. What if the Yom HaRishon is not the Yom HaMishnah Zahapura? What if the person died, let's say, on Monday and the funeral took place on Tuesday, that's still a funeral, so for sure he doesn't wait till not doing any mitzvahs. But then on Tuesday afternoon, after the Kvura, and he puts on a talis, the Davin Nimzi, he puts on his Abakam, after the Kvura, so should he wear tefillin or not? That's a machlekes in Mishainim. And that's the machlekes in Achrayim. It's the Yom HaKvura, which is not the Yom HaMish. If the Yom HaKvura is not the Yom HaMish, so you say that the Hubble Yom HaMish is part of the Kvura. The robot person talks to them, it's still part of the Kvura. He's not Mustachik in the Kvura. Does he have a din of Rayman? But he plans to go to the funeral. And the child is going to sit shiva there, or is going to participate in the funeral? If he's going to come to the advice, then he is mishtatik in the kvura. But the whole time, from the time that he hears about the mitzvah till he finishes his completion of the hisaskus in the kvura, he has a din of an ayin. When he is successful in business, what do you have to have that he's aggravated that he lost money? He's happy that he's making money, but he can't have
money.
What is the drasha there? The first thing, Mar Sula, the fact that we distinguish between an almana and a sula is an indication that it's not an example, it's not a case of Isaac the mitzvah. The whole part is that he's tarred. If it's dependent on tarred, so if he just lost the fortune, money, he's also tarred. I mean, he came off and I'm going to din that whoever is tarred, whoever is aggravated about any issue, and it prevents him from concentrating on Kriyashma. He's talking about the Kriyashma. So why is it then that the Abba was only part of from filling? We learn from the Cheskel another. He alone was supposed to put on filling. Because the whole thing was just a mushroom, a column of life didn't die. So he was supposed to observe in his dream, he observed partial being available, partial not. So he puts on filling. But other Abba don't put on filling. That's the one exception to the rule. But that, to keep all the other mitzvahs, including Kriyashma, suspecting in order. Why? But it's aggravated. Everything my name, that's only to the Rishud. So what does the Gemara answer? It's not that the Lech Chavadera is a separate store, whoever is aggravated and can't see Makam and Kriyashma. It's another, that's like Rashi said all along, it's another example of Isaac the Mitzvah. There are two types of Isaac the Mitzvah. One is when he's actually in the Safik the Gufa, he's writing the Tillin, or he's building a Sukkah, he's traveling to the Shiva, he's Isaac the Gufa and the Mitzvah. And the other example is he's Isaac the Machshavta the Mitzvah. That's also, but it's only called Isaac Machshav that he's covered here to the mitzvah, he's kind of a sapsula. He's kind of a salmona, so he's neither, and it's a couple of hours before he's going to go to sleep. So now he's not Isaac the Gufa on the mitzvah, and he's not covered here to the mitzvah, he's not nervous, not aggravated about anything, he's not nervous about anything. So in that case, he's not a covered here to the mitzvah at all. Okay. And then next week maybe we'll talk, after Pesach. Maybe I'll mark stuff. As I said briefly, in this big sedra we have all of the karbonis listed out. So one of the karbonis is the Hashem Tovli. It's the first invited in Aveir B'Shevi, which if he would have done it amazing, he would have been Chayv Kares. Let's say he ate Chaylev, he ate Damis, Mechal Shabbos. If he does it amazing, he's Chayv Kares. If he does it B'Shevi, he's Chayv Kares. What if he ate something and he's Mesupik whether it's Chaylev or not? He's Mesupik whether it's Mechal Shabbos. Mesupik whether he ate Damis. Mesupik whether it's Wal Eishitish. The Torah requires that he has to bring Hashem Tovli. So the Rishonim ask on the Rambam Akashi, which in one gears in the Rambam asks on himself Akashi. There is a dispute among the Rishonim, a famous dispute that the Shem Shmaita opens up the sefer with. On the first page, the Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam and the Raisa. It's a problem in Gemara, Speker de Raisa Lechumra. Whenever there's a topic to Rabbanim, you have a right to go Lechumra. Whenever there's a topic in Indian Direct, you have to go Lechumra. So the Rishonim have a dispute whether that in itself is the Natar Rambam and the Rabbanim. the Rashi in places, in different places, in the Ran, Rashba, most of the Rishon say the Tzveka, the right to the Chumra, the Din Menater, it's not a Din Menater, that's the itself is Menater. And the Rambam and the Rashi both hold on to the Tzveka, the right to the Chumra is only the Rabbana. Menater, whenever you have a Suffage, you have a right to build a Chumra. So the Rishonim asked, the Rambam asked on the Rambam, and our Jews and the Rambam, there's a whole line in brackets that the Rambam asked on himself. How in the world can I say such a thing, that the Tzveka, the right to is Lukuban and the right to, so why do you have to bring an Ashim Shalvoi? He's permitted Lachatzel Ha'az or Lachatzich on the table. I'm not sure whether it's Chalev or it's not. I'm permitted to eat it, Menatzer. It's a Hefti Gomit to eat it. So you tell me that I went ahead and I eat it, I have to bring a Kroz and Ashim Shalvoi. It's a Hefti Gomit to eat it. How can you say that, Reka Delaita Lachum is only Lachonon? It's against the Parsha of Ashim Shalvoi. So we have the reading of the Rambam in Hilchus Tumas Amen. Just in the Hilchus Tumas Amen, when the Rambam postulates this principle that Kol HaTzveikas Midivrayim, all of the stuffing the right of Lukum in all areas, in Tumas, also everything was going to the Rabbanon. So we have, because the Mishnah quotes, Yesh Dram Shekotu Bram, and he quotes this verse, and by us we have it in the text of the Rambam in brackets, but the Rambam missed the Kasha himself. So the Rambam answers, no, that the only time you say Tzveikas the right of Lukum and the right is by Yisuri Lab, but when it comes to Yisuri Kretis, Chela, Dam, Shabbos, Yisheshish, Nida, this is all the Yisurim Shiesh Mem Koret. When it comes to Dvar Shiesh Mem Nisa Kore, then the Rambam writes his mask in the Tzveka the Reich of the Chumam of the Reich. Aye, but the Rambam wrote in another place that Kol HaTzveikas is Nidivayim, even in a Yoni Shabbos, and Shabbos is a Kore, then they say, look, if this verse in the Rambam is correct, we have to reinterpret that the Rambam goes on Chumam, and she says to him, so there are certain aspects in the Hilchos Shabbos that there's no Kore. So the Rambam, when he says that Tzveik in Hilchos Shabbos is the Chumam of the Rabbanon, he's not talking about the Molochus. When it comes to the Molochus, then it's it's a Tzveik in the Rambam. So that's why others say that that's not the true Teres on the Rambam, that this line was put in by somebody else that doesn't really belong. The Rambam sheet is that Tzveik of the Raisa, Lukul of the Raisa, even by Yisuri Kore. But the Teres over here is that in order to be Chayv and Ashim Talwi, the Maritas increases and Machwekis Vatanan, and the Rambam passes like this. Then it's only to have Chatecha Achas, Mishtei Chatecha. They have two pieces of food on the table. I know for sure that one of them is Chayla. There are two women, I know for sure one of them is Donatius Fish. Or I have two bottles of drink, and one of them for sure is dam, and one of them is soda. I don't know which is soda, which is dam. So if it's chaticha achas, me'ein shvei chatichas, and I ate one of them, or one of them is an ancient fish, and I was mezana with one of them, I don't know which one, so then, and only then, am I chayv ashim soda. But if there's one isha, and if it's soda geisha fish, stafik tuliya, or one chaticha, stafik, so then there's no ashim soda. So the answer is that there is taka, the Rambam would say, there is taka, the kudam of the rice, there's no isha minatar. But if a chatich achas, mishtei chatichas, that's a different type of an isha. I know for sure that there's an isha which is the tarurus. The tarurus of chad bechad. That's called ikra yisura. Ikra yisura, the Rambam will also agree that you don't say tzveikah derayis and lukulam derayis. Yes, for sure. That is lukulam derayis. The shad is the other yisura that appears in brackets in the Rambam, even though it doesn't appear to be the Rambam shita, but whoever said it, how does that make any sense? Why should you say that the yisura ikari? By yisura ikari, there should be tzveikah derayis and lukulam. And the right of my story is not enough. But there's a face of Dago Ruve, or Ruve Kessler, I don't know. Maybe Ruve Kessler picked us. Big Pamukov. He has in his first day, sir, has a few lines, three halachim, I think. In the first chalik of the Dago Ruve, he's marked with this Pierce in the Rambam very well. So he explains that, he doesn't explain exactly this wording, but I'll say a little differently. The Mesil Tisharim argues the point that he says, that Tzveikah derayis and lechumra is certainly menater. What if a person is mesupik if there's a little poison in the food? So you've got to say, a tzveikah so you can eat it. Poison, what's that to say, Tzveikah lechumra? No one wants to die from the poison. So when it comes to an aveira, the aveira is a poison for the neshama. So the Mesil Tisharim said, who would, if it's poison for the goof, no one in his right mind would eat it. So it's poison for the neshama, it's for the neshama to explode. And luchmias, of course, you're not allowed to do it, Tzveikah derayis and lechumra. How come Taka, the Rambam disagrees? How come the Rambam says that Tzveikah derayisa was cool in the derayisa? What happens to the muscle with the poison? So obviously the Rambam holds that the muscle is not a good muscle because it's Yisuri Torah, not Yisuri Chepz. It's not that it's poison to Nisham. It's only what we call a halacha in Yisagav. It's not Yisuri Chepz. Yisuri Chepz to me is Taka poison. That it will have a negative effect. Just the combination of this Averu with the Nisham has a negative effect. But the Rambam holds that it's not so. The Yisuri Torah are only Yisuri Chepz and not Yisuri Chepz. So that gives from the Rambam that distinguishes between Yisuri Karis and Yisuri Lab means to say that this is exactly the chilek, that Yisuri Krisis are Yisuri Chepta, and Yisuri Labim are only Yisuri Gavr. So this is an Yisuri Gavr that is right to say, Tzveikah derayis and Lekula.
the right of it. It's a chesed. Then you have the marshal from the port. That's what that Gemara from the Rambam says. But most of the later Achrayim say that that's a mistake in Gemara. But the Rambam never says that. He holds even in Isuri Krisis, it's not an Isa Chet. The marshal with the poison is Eda Daimel and Nimshal. Poison is in the Chet. And the Aver is not the Aver, it's Isuri. The only Aver that's an Isa Chet is Neder, because Neder is like Hegdish. It's only Hegdish and Neder. It's the first lap in the Dome. All other Isuri are only Isuri Daimel. That's what the Rambam's opinion is, that really all Shrek of the Raisa Lakula and the Raisa accept that it's a great story. There's a different type of stuff. That's what the Prima Gordon and all the folks can point out. And the whole institution of Ashim Tolbury has to shed light on the nature of the Rambam Shita of Shrek of the Raisa Lakula and the Raisa. These are copies of the latest publication of the OU. If you are interested, they sell for $4. No.